This is Daily Discipleship with Leroy Imes. Today, from Ezekiel chapter 16, Leroy cautions against trying to protect our territory in the service of God. Daily Discipleship is a radio outreach of the Navigators, whose purpose is to know Christ and to make Him known around the world. And now, Leroy Imes.
Perhaps you've read about the growing problem of gang violence in the city of Los Angeles. Some police officers have described certain neighborhoods there as combat zones, and a great deal of the conflict centers around territorial rights, or turf, as the gang calls it. If a member of one gang is found in another gang's area, he could be killed for challenging their turf. It may sound strange, but a similar thing often happens among Christians, and the results are always tragic. Let me ask you a question. Do you have anyone in your church that seems to resent another person's encroaching on his or her territory? This person may be in charge of the kitchen, or the choir robes, or the nursery, or the Sunday school. But if someone comes along with a suggestion for improvement, the person in charge blows up. Listen, this is my territory, my job, my responsibility. You take care of your end of things and leave me alone. Now, in light of all that, consider Ezekiel chapter 16, verses 1 through 3. The word of the Lord came to me, Son of man, confront Jerusalem with her detestable practices. This is what the sovereign Lord says to Jerusalem. Ezekiel had been called by God to minister among the captives of Babylon. His older contemporary, the prophet Jeremiah, was left to preach to those in Jerusalem. Was Ezekiel trying to move in on Jeremiah's territory here? No. God was using his messengers to proclaim his message to his people, wherever they are. In the New Testament, we find Paul, the apostle to the Gentiles, winning people to Christ in a synagogue in Greece. And we find Peter, the apostle to the Jews, sharing Christ with a Roman centurion named Cornelius. In the task of proclaiming God's message, there are no territorial lines, and all of us need all the help we can get. I was speaking in a church where the pastor is a godly man with a very successful long-term ministry. Toward the end of my time there, he asked me if I had any observations and suggestions on how they might improve what they were doing. I didn't have much to say because they were doing so well, but I was impressed with this experienced pastor's attitude. His only territory was the harvest field of God, and he was open to everything he could do to learn from others. Christian, let's labor together. We can't go it alone. Until tomorrow, this is Leroy Imes.
We invite you to join us in reading through the entire Bible in a year. To help you, we're offering a free subscription to the Navigator's devotional guide, Daily Walk. Each month, this guide will help you establish a consistent Bible reading schedule. Write The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado 80934, and ask for Daily Walk. That's The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado 80934. Tomorrow, from Ezekiel chapters 20 through 23, God is looking for someone. Is it you? Join us on Daily Discipleship.